Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
This year, 2020, has already been a year that we will long remember. But at the same time, 2020 is also a year that many of us would just assume forget. But through it all, as believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, we must always remember that God is sovereign over all. As someone once said, let God be God. God is in control, and He reigns over all. A few weeks ago, when I was looking over the minutes from our CEF State Board meeting that we had back in January at the beginning of this 2020 year, I was jolted when I remembered the devotional that one of my State Board members shared with our whole board that evening. Julie Whelan, my CEF State Board Chairman, shared a devotional with us that day, how man plans and even seeks wise counsel through others, but ultimately, God is in control. Julie then read several scripture verses and reminded us from God's Word that even though we may plan to the best of our ability, including making our CEF 2020 year-long ministry plans, it is ultimately the Lord who guides and directs our steps. Two of my favorite verses that she shared with us that evening when she shared her devotional especially stayed with me during these changing and uncertain times. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Then also Psalm 32, verse 8, that is filled with God's promise, saying, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. What a comforting thought to remember that our sovereign Lord knows all, sees all, and ordains all as he leads and guides his people with his loving care and watchful eye. Still, for our CEF ministry here in Illinois in 2020, it's been hard and disappointing to see so many of our children's ministry outreaches and plans canceled one by one or even set aside. By the last week in March, all of our 70-plus after-school Good News Clubs in the public schools throughout the state came to a screeching halt. On top of that, we were right in the midst of planning Easter party clubs or end-of-the-school-year outreaches to children and communities in April, May that also all had to be canceled. But probably our most heartbreaking was the decision to cancel our summer camp ministry at Camp Good News for over 500 children and our camp counselors and our summer staff. However, there was one ministry that we kept talking about and wondering as a staff if we could still go forward with, and that is our five-day club summer ministry outreach to the children in the neighborhood. Effective right now, beginning in early May, our Illinois state governor has said that religious gatherings can be held with groups of 10 people or less along with social distancing. Our hope is that by late June or even into July and August, that window of numbers of people gathered together can be even more expanded upon. But we believe even now we can go forward with creative methods to reach the children in the neighborhood with the good news of Jesus Christ. We believe this is a perfect fit for backyard Bible clubs that are held in people's homes or anywhere that children can be gathered in small groups that we call five-day clubs. Five-day clubs, if you're not familiar with that, are like a miniature vacation Bible school, but only on wheels. Instead of many children coming together in one place like a standard VBS held at a church, CEF goes to where the children are in their neighborhood through host homes. The whole point of the five-day club is to teach God's Word to the children and to share with them the good news of the gospel through songs, games, Bible verses, missionary stories, and always a gospel-centered Bible lesson that points the children to Christ. As we were discussing our summer plans and talking about this as a staff through one of our Zoom meetings, one of our CF directors said that perhaps this summer our five-day club ministry would look more like family-to-family clubs or house-to-house ministries like they had in the early church in the book of Acts. As soon as this house-to-house idea was mentioned, Mike Fox, one of our CEF local directors who's from the Joliet, Illinois area, he piped up and said, it's Acts 2020. I said, what's Acts 2020? He said, it's house-to-house ministry in Acts 2020 where it says that people taught publicly from house to house. So now we have an Acts 2020 plan for our 2020 CF summer ministry year for Illinois. We all laughed, and then a big smile came across all of our faces as we were going on with the Zoom meeting. But then, you know what? It brought a sense of deep comfort to our hearts. Even in this upside-down, uncertain, upended 2020 ministry year, God is still on the throne. We can trust that God is leading and guiding us, His people, even in the midst and through virus pandemics, stay-at-home and shelter orders, and governor's rulings and uplifted restrictions that vary from state to state. God is still God. He is sovereignly ruling and superintending over all and through all as He is working by His Spirit and working by and with His Word to guide and direct the heart of His people to be aligned with Him step by step. So right now, our sermon ministry plans for these house-to-house 5-day clubs this summer is to simply this, to keep moving forward. Ironically, though, this year, we have perhaps even more summer missionaries than we have had for several years in the past, with a group of 20 or more high school and college-age students throughout the state who are willing to give of their summer to serve the Lord, reaching children for Christ in this 2020 summer ministry year. These summer missionaries will be sent out in small groups, even two by two, from the top of the state to the bottom of the state, and from east to west, conducting backyard 5-day clubs with small groups of children in the neighborhoods through these host homes. We appreciate your prayers because right now, these summer missionaries are still being solidified. Several of them are completing their applications, and many are just getting started on their fundraising process by sending out missionary support letters to their churches, family, and friends so they can be paid this summer serving with CEF as a summer missionary. We praise the Lord for going before us and providing the summer missionaries that we need. But what about the needed host homes to hold the 5-day clubs? Will there be anybody who wants to open up their home to have a house-to-house ministry with the children this summer? Just this week, one of my staff called me to share good news and to also encourage my heart. Joe Hostetler, my assistant state director, called me earlier this week to let me know that she had received a phone call from one of her longtime 5-day club hosts who was calling to ask if we were still having these 5-day clubs this summer. Jill said, yes, we are still planning on having the clubs. It may look a little different, though, through social distancing or small and divided groups of children. But yes, we are still having 5-day clubs. The person on the other end of the phone was excited and scheduled a club right away. But then the same 5-day club host told Jill that her church and maybe some others that she knew, maybe some of her neighbors, they also might be interested in holding these backyard 5-day clubs this summer because their church wants to do something in their community to reach out to the families and to the children and to share with them the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, we do not know what the summer holds, but all we know is that the Lord has commanded us to go and preach the gospel to everyone, including the children, and that He has given to us a window for ministry even in the midst of this coronavirus. We simply want to go forward and follow the Lord's plans, not our plans, but the Lord's plans in 2020 and be in step with Him. Earlier this year, before the coronavirus hit, I shared with my staff, I think it was back in February, a verse from Zechariah 4:10 that says, "Do not despise the day of small beginnings." I'll never forget my first 5-day club that I taught way back when in Xenia, Ohio, with only 5 children who attended. I was only 16 years of age and straight out of a CEF 2-week training school that was held at Cedarville Christian College, and I was scared to death at the thought of teaching 5 children for 5 days all by myself, which, by the way, is not the norm as we always and usually always send out our summer missionaries in groups of 2 or more. But back then, at that time, I would go to clubs, sing songs, play games, and teach the children Bible verses and a 5-part missionary story from the life of Mary Slessor. And then every day, I taught the children an evangelistic Bible lesson from our CEF Turnaround series and gave the children a gospel invitation to trust in Christ. From the beginning, I knew right off the bat that these precious 5 children were not church children, not because of their behavior or anything like that, but because they were like sponges. They soaked in everything that they had heard and acting as if they had never had heard this before about the Bible, about Jesus, or about the gospel message. I later found out that when I finished club each day, that the children, they would gather together in the backyard and they would pretend play the 5-day club all over again. They would sing the songs that they had learned. They would take times even pretending that they were the teacher teaching the Bible lesson or the missionary story or practicing and saying their Bible verse to one another. I was blown away when I heard that, but at the same time, I was frustrated. I wanted so much for these children to come to Christ. Yet every day when I gave the gospel message and the invitation to believe into Christ, there was no response. I decided that maybe I wasn't doing something right. And so every day when I came to that 5-day club, every day I tried to ramp up the gospel message and give a clear presentation of their need to believe in Jesus as just the best as I could. But still nothing. It's like the children were listening, but nothing was clicking. They were hearing the gospel with their ears, but it wasn't reaching down into their hearts. I remember calling out to the Lord in prayer saying, "Lord, I can't save them. Only you can." That's probably the most simplistic and yet at the same time the most theologically profound and sound prayer I ever prayed. Of course, only the Lord can save, because salvation is of the Lord from beginning to end. Salvation is all of God and not of us. God just simply chooses to use us to proclaim the good news of the gospel to others. That's first and last all about Him. Salvation is both from Him, through Him, and to Him, and all for His glory. The next day, Friday, was the last day of that 5-day club that I had with these 5 precious children. And my Bible lesson that day was on the story of Saul on the Damascus Road from Acts chapter 9. I gave the gospel message as clear as I could, explaining to the children who God is, our problem of sin that separates us from holy God, and explained to them who Jesus is, what Jesus did, and what Jesus gives, what Jesus provides for all those who by faith alone, in Christ alone, trust in Him for the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. That day when I gave the invitation, 3 children raised their hands to show that they wanted to believe on Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I was super pumped, but at the same time, I was absolutely paralyzed. I knew what I was supposed to do next, to go into a counseling time with these children, but I was too scared to say anything or to even move. So I just kept singing more songs or playing the review game again and again. The next thing I remember is that a Volkswagen car pulled into the driveway with 2 of my friends from the train school, and they told me it was time to go back to the campus for lunch. But I'll never forget what happened next. As I was starting to pack up my CF materials and putting them in a bag, and then I was turning to go, suddenly I felt someone tugging on my dress. And then I spun around and I saw this little girl's face who said words to me that I will never forget. She said, "Miss Katrina, Miss Katrina, aren't you going to tell us how we can go to heaven and believe on Jesus?" Looking back, it was nothing less than a divine providence that my CF classmates showed up in their car just at that time. The next thing I remember saying was, "Hey, I need you both to come over here and help me counsel these children. You take this one, and I'll take this one over here." That day, sitting on the green grass under the bright blue sky of the warm noon sun, the Lord allowed me the privilege that day to see my first child trust in Christ. It was like fruit dropping off a vine. God had already so worked in their hearts and brought them to Himself. I just had the amazing opportunity to have a small part in what God had already planned in pointing these children to Him through a small 5-day club held in a small rural town in Xenia, Ohio, hosted by a Christian couple. And that's why this summer we are not concerned with small numbers, even if it means we can only meet in small groups of 10 children or less at a time. This ministry is not about numbers. It's about eternity and obeying the Lord's command to proclaim the good news of the gospel to both the big and the small and to those far and near. Even though this 2020 year is not what we would have planned, we will not despise the day of small beginnings. We desire to simply look to the Lord and trust in Him. We don't want to follow our plan, but His plan, and walk in step with Him, for we know and trust that salvation is of the Lord from beginning to end. If you're interested in hosting a 5-day club this summer to share the good news of the gospel with the children in your neighborhood, please give us a call. We would love to partner together with you or with your church to do anything we can and to help you any way that we can to reach the children in your community, in your neighborhood, and to point them to Christ. For more information, contact our CEF of Illinois State office at 309-688-9699 or visit our website for more information at cefofillinois.com. Thanks again for your prayers and your support, and thanks for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations. the Radio Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.